It's been 2 months since I last saw my dad. Now, I know what you fourth listeners are thinking. What do you mean 2 months? I just heard the podcast last week. What you don't know is that episode was previously recorded and scheduled with Evergreen, just like all the others. Right after John, George, and my dad finished that episode, we were all invited to try out a new escape room. The guys thought it'd be fun to turn that outing into an episode for you, and they asked me along to help with the equipment. Since that night, I've been trying to make sense of what happened and figure out a way to let the world know that my dad and his best friends are gone. In the past, you guys would have heard me as just a guest, you know, unpaid intern on a few episodes here and there, but I was never really involved in the production or broadcast end of things. I've been using the last 2 months to teach myself this whole process because I realized that I'm gonna need your help in figuring this out. I miss my dad. And I am not gonna let these people get away with what they did to him. To us. What you're about to hear is the largely unedited recordings from that night. I've added my own thoughts occasionally just to help explain what you're hearing and why. But this is basically exactly what happened to me, John, George, and my dad.
Test, 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 test. All right, that's on. Now what is... I don't see anybody inside to greet us. All right, well, get the gear set up. Am I early or no? All right. One, two, three. I'm about to do a weird escape room thing and nobody else is here yet. And yeah, that sounds fine. Let's see. Battery packs, all charged. Oh, shit, go ahead and silence my cell phone. Where the hell did I put the... Yep. Always right in the last place you look. Good job, John. Just hide it from yourself. Yeah, here comes George. Hey, George, I see you found it.
Yeah, GPS took me on a weird path to get here, but I finally found it. Are those the new wireless mics?
Yeah, they are, and they seem to be working great, too. Here's yours. Just clip the mic on your shirt and the battery pack on your pants. All right, and give me a quick mic check.
Okay. Check, check, check. 1, 2, check. 1, 2, 3, check, mm-hmm, check.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're good.
Okay, sweet, nice. Although, I'm not really sure this location is nice. What the hell is this? Is it like an old abandoned Kmart or something?
I think it was. Yeah, definitely it was. You can see like the K is faded on the front of the building from the,
right,
the sun.
Jesus.
I looked and there's lights on in the lobby, but there's nobody to greet us. But definitely the right place.
I mean, I guess this was cheap for them, so it must have been easy to throw up an escape room since it's an experiment. And, mm-hmm, you know, from what you and Mo said, I guess it's like a whole new thing they're trying. I guess they're just trying to go as cheap as possible on the location maybe. But, God, I hope this is not where they end up keeping this thing.
Yeah, and I don't think they use the whole Kmart, but even if it's just the piece that I saw peeking in the window, it's probably going to be one of the biggest rooms we've ever been to.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, what's the biggest one we've done? Like 3 rooms, usually?
Probably, and yeah, 3 rooms.
That's like all cramped up in a small little space, and then they, you know, they have other rooms that are part of it. Yeah, this is going to be bigger than a closet, for sure.
Yeah, especially. Well, you said something about your GPS. What happened? You get lost?
I mean, sort of, you know. I mean, it took me down this one way, and maybe I put the address in wrong, but at one point, I think I was going toward Ohio. I don't think... I was going to end up here. So I canceled that route, and then I pulled over to the side of the road so I could type it back in, because I think when I said the address, I think it must have missed something and me in a different
voice
state
recognition.
Or something.
Welcome to the future. Oh, hey, look. Look over there. Looks like Mo and Rachel made it.
Nice.
Good thing Rachel was navigating. We'd still be waiting for Mo.
Get over here, you two. We've been waiting here for like 6 damn hours.
Uh-huh. Yo, is this it?
According to John, it is. And if it's not, it's all his fault.
Ah, cool. You blame John. Awesome.
Isn't that our normal mode of operation?
All right, all right. If you're just about done blaming me for whatever might go wrong, why don't you go ahead and put your mics on?
Ooh, fancy.
Just clip them on and we'll get started.
Is this how you turn it on?
Yep. Put it where you want and give me a mic check.
Check. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Sounds great.
Oh, cool.
Good.
All right. Rachel, you got to put yours on too?
Is this okay?
You know, it works better if you turn it on.
Check. Hold on.
Okay, give me another check.
Check.
Yep. Good to go.
So when are you going to start recording?
In about 5 minutes ago.
Wait, whoa. You're already recording?
Yeah, I started before you showed up, and since it's working, I didn't want to risk it by stopping it.
Well, I hope I didn't say anything that was too off.
That's all right. We'll always use some more stuff for the blooper reel.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem with this one.
So, what now?
Well, I was thinking we'd do a short open of, like, why we're here, first impressions, and then I guess we'll go in.
Okay, well, I hope this doesn't suck.
Yeah, I really don't want to get abducted from a creepy old Kmart tonight.
You know, John, I was looking. I think it might be better if we all start up on the walkway right in front of the door. That would be a good place to go from.
Yeah, fine by me.
Yeah, it works.
Sure.
Hey, Rachel, here's the backpack with all the receivers for the audio gear. Are you still cool to be our pack mule?
So, pack mule is now part of the unpaid intern's job description.
It is if pack mule wants to become a paid intern.
Okay, I think we're good to go. I'm going to do like the standard intro, and I'll introduce everybody and then establish what we're doing in this special edition.
Ooh, unpaid intern get to be an introduction now, too?
I think we can make an exception since you're my daughter and all.
Aw, thanks. I feel so special.
Everybody ready to get going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll go in 5, 4, 3. Welcome back, Gen X Grown Up Podcast listeners, to this special edition episode of the Gen X Grown Up Podcast. Joining me, as always, is George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Of course, Mo is here.
Hey, everybody.
And a special guest for this special edition, our longtime unpaid intern, Rachel, is here.
Hi.
And what is so special about this special edition?
You mean besides having our awesome unpaid intern carrying around all our equipment?
Exactly. Besides that. Gen X Grown Up has been invited to this exclusive preview or soft open or cold open or pre-grand opening.
whatever
the hell they're calling it.
It's special, okay?
Yes, Rachel, exactly. Very special. In fact, we will be the first people to have a chance to experience this revolutionary new style of escape room.
Yeah, or so they say.
Hey, let's not forget, it's all thanks to our fourth listener, Tyrell.
Hey,
thanks,
thank you, Tyrell.
Thank you, Tyrell. Woo-hoo.
Do you think we should wait till we finish this thing before we thank him?
As long as I don't have to give him a Steam key or say that I like him better than Stubaka or Marcus, I'm good with whatever we do.
So, Mo, now Tyrell reached out to you, right? What did he have to say?
Well, Tyrell sent us an email about this new type of escape room that sounded like it was like, you know, totally in our wheelhouse. It's all supposed to be Gen X themed. And John, since you already knew Tyrell, I figured, you know, we'd find out the details.
I thought you're the one that knew him already.
Whoa. Okay, you two. So we're here because we followed some crazy stalker fourth listener to an abandoned strip mall. And then we're supposed to, quote, escape, unquote, this place. Yeah, this is going to work out well.
I thought all your fourth listeners were crazy stalkers.
No, not all, just some.
Yeah, we don't judge.
So then, thanks to Rachel's crazy stalker's generosity, we have all gathered together here at this scenic old shutdown Kmart.
You say scenic, I'm going to say creepy.
Yeah, well, whether it's scenic or creepy, we're here standing on the walkway just outside and about to get started.
And look, they even hung up a Welcome Gen X Grown-Up sign on the sliding doors.
Well, that's because we're a big damn deal.
Whoa.
And George has decided we're ready to go in.
I didn't fucking move.
You know, I hate to admit it, but George is actually right.
Mo and George agree? What the hell?
If I die, I am blaming all of you.
Well, the door is open, so there's no better cue that it's time to head on inside.
Man, I see this is a high-budget operation.
Yeah.
You know, hey now, this is just the lobby. I mean, we haven't even seen the escape room, part of the escape room. So, for our fourth listeners, here's what we do see. The interest to this game is pretty sparse.
Sparse? It looks just like all the other Kmarts these days, bankrupt and fucking empty.
But unlike an old Kmart, it smells like it just got a fresh coat of paint.
Oh, crap. I forgot my phone in the car. I'll be right back.
There is a pretty big door that I imagine we have to go into.
Hello, door. Open sesame.
Hey, what's wrong?
This perfectly functioning door, as we just came in, apparently doesn't want to let me back out.
Huh. All right, well, let me check. Yeah, this sucker's not opening. Seems like a fire code violation, if you ask me. But I think you can live without your phone for an hour or so.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
First world problem. You can handle it.
Okay, well, aside from the locked in the lobby part, this pretty much looks like every other escape room lobby ever. Looks like the rules are written over there on that blackboard.
Oh, George, you want to tell our listeners what the rules are?
Fine, but shouldn't the host be doing that? All right, whatever. It says here, you will not need to climb on any objects, move anything heavy, remove any attached objects from the walls or ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty standard stuff. And the regular participation in this activity constitutes acknowledgement that ECX Escapes will not be held liable for any personal injury or damage to the guest property. The last line says, in bold, absolutely no cell phones allowed inside the game. All phones must be left in the provided lockbox on your left. See, Rachel? Guess it's a good thing you are so forgetful.
Yeah.
Now, we got pre-approval to record with our audio gear for the show, but it's still a little unusual. Typically, they will let you take your cell phones in, but just silence them and don't take pictures. But when in Rome.
Yeah, but you know, I just got this phone, so I am going to probably just keep it on me.
Mo, who's going to steal your crappy iPhone?
Yeah, you're hilarious.
All right, well, I'm putting mine in. George?
No problem.
Mo?
I'm serious, I'm going to hold on to it.
Okay, I'm closing the box. And
are we expecting something to happen?
Maybe that big door is unlocked now?
Hmm.
Nope, still locked.
Great. Two locked doors and a stupid box. Wait a minute. John, didn't you close that box?
I absolutely did. I guess it's wondering who the asshole is who didn't put his phone in, Mo.
You can survive without your phone for an hour or so.
Fine. Okay, I put it in. Happy now? Okay, that was pretty cool.
And there goes our fearless leader leaving us behind to be killed by the creepy Kmart room. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, damn, that's cool.
Right?
You know, a lot can happen in 7 minutes, and luckily, that's how long it takes me to tell a story. My name is Aaron Califato, and I'm the creator of 7-Minute Stories. I'm proud to partner with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'd like to invite you to join me on this journey. I'm going to take you on some crazy roller coaster rides using my unique extemporaneous storytelling style, and together, we're going to try to make sense of the world. All through the art of storytelling, and all in approximately 7 minutes.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.
Now remember, our listeners can't see what we see, so somebody describe the room for them.
Not it. I read the rules.
Mo?
Sure. Let's see. You know, I kind of feel like I'm in the basement of that 70s show.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep. Right.
You know, yeah, okay, let's see. Some posters, with one with Farrah Fawcett, of course. Really ugly orange shag carpet and a couch that's, oh crap, I mean, what color is that?
It's, green, ish.
That's what we always called exorcist puke green.
Yeah.
The wood paneling is a nice touch, though. It kind of makes me want to play an Atari.
Mm-hmm. But the obvious focus of the room is... Whoa!
Hey.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, first point goes to the escape room.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I'll give you that.
So you'll edit out George's girl-like scream, right?
Oh, absolutely not. That's the best part so far.
Fucking jerk.
And here's another door locked behind us. Definitely feeling a pattern here, guys.
Okay, as I was saying, the obvious focus of the room, I base this on the dramatic spotlight shining there.
Yeah, they're not exactly being subtle.
Right. There's a large circular desk at the dead center of the room, and on it is a period-appropriate portable record player.
And what's gotta be a small fortune of 45s.
You see, Rachel, before CDs, we had these things called records. And 45 refers to the speed you play it back at.
Yeah.
John, can this sweet new audio gear pick up Rachel's eye rolls?
I'm not sure, but I can almost hear it. All right, let's get to task then. There's another blackboard of instructions to read.
Not it.
Me too.
Rachel?
Yeah, leave it to the intern. Splice a favorite quote to song before we let you move along.
Favorite quote? For what?
Like, quotes from a song? That fits with the records.
Yeah, but quotes are mostly about movies than songs, though.
Yeah, true.
So, movie quotes? That doesn't really narrow it down any.
Hey, what about the posters on the wall?
Yeah, that could be something.
Well, that narrows it down a little, but, I mean, look, there's, what, Star Wars, Ferris Bueller, Animal House, Jaws...
Yeah, all of them super quotable.
Yeah, but which quote from which movie?
There's a quote written on the Jaws poster here.
Where? What's it say?
Right here in the corner in Sharpie. You're gonna need a bigger boat.
All right, so everybody, check the other posters. Do they have something written on those
two? Okay. Calm down, dude.
May the force be with you.
Ferris Bueller has "Life moves pretty fast" written in the margin.
Animal House has "Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son."
So based on the clue, can we make some connection between these quotes and all of those records?
What records are there?
Okay, well, I got Power of Love, Life in the Fast Lane, Eye in the Sky. Ooh, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I got Life is a Highway, Sledgehammer, Piano Man.
Yeah, I got Super Freak, Brick House, Fast Car.
And the last ones are Pretty Woman, I Wanna Live Forever, and Lean on Me.
All right, let's just try something. We're burning time here.
Are we? Speaking of that, is there a countdown clock somewhere?
John always has us on a fucking clock.
Yeah, I guess we could take as long as we need.
I guess. George, just put a record on the player and see if it works at least.
Any requests, ladies and gentlemen? Nope. Then I like Huey Lewis. So Power of Love it is.
Well, turn it up, man.
It's on fucking 11 now, man.
Is it not working?
Are you sure you guys know how to work that thing?
Hold on, let me see something. No, this thing's working. And George is right. This thing's loud as hell.
Now, how sophisticated do you think this is? Is it possible that it'll only play the right records?
I don't know, man. That sounds overcomplicated.
Yeah, but we got to try something, or we're going to be stuck in this damn room until we're as old as you are, Mo.
Hey.
John, you said something earlier about connecting these movie quotes to the records. What about that?
Oh, yeah. So since the records don't play, I'm thinking it must have something to do with the titles.
So, can we make any of those quotes out of the song titles?
What the hell was the clue again?
Holy shit, splice!
Splice?
Yeah. Splice the titles and make the quote.
Oh, what about...
Well, there's no way it's the Animal House quote, because if it was, we'd be stacking records until tomorrow.
Yeah, finding Fat, Dumb, and Stupid in a song title is kind of a stretch. How about the Jaws one?
Okay, is someone going to explain to the millennial and our listeners how we're supposed to do this?
Aw, millennials are so cute. So, Rachel, you see that center spindle that goes through the little hole in the record, right?
Slow your condescension. I know the logistics of a record player, John. I just don't know how we're supposed to splice records that don't work.
Yeah, well, splice is just an audio term for cutting together tape, but I think in this case what they want us to do is stack the right records on that spindle in the correct order.
Okay, so what the hell were the words in the Jaws quote again?
Hold a sec. It's, you're gonna need a bigger boat.
Okay, so look for a record with your in the title.
I got you're so vain.
Perfect. Now, what about going?
Hey, give me some of those records. I'll look into. I can't find going.
Yeah, me either.
You got nothing.
Yep. Okay, looks like we picked a real winner. Let's try another quote. Rachel, what was the one from Ferris Bueller?
It's, life moves pretty fast.
Okay, that's only four words. It shouldn't take us long to rule this one out.
Hey, I found life.
What song?
Oh, sorry. Life is a highway.
Oh, and I found Fast Car. That might work for the fast. Stack these right next to the record player and let's keep looking.
So we need to find what? Moves and pretty, right?
Oh, I think I saw a pretty woman here a second ago. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, but she saw you and left.
Fuck you.
Moves. Nope, not in my pile. Mm-hmm.
You got Brick House, Lean on Me.
Oh, I got Night Moves.
Yeah, you do, baby.
Ew.
Excuse me?
Nothing older Gen Xer with bad hearing.
This might actually work. Mo, stack those four in order on the spindle and let's give it a shot.
Ah, cool. They even have those things you put in the 45s to make the hole smaller. That's been a bit.
I'm not trying to go gross here, but you're making it hard. You know what? Never mind.
That's what she said.
Please, no.
Okay, anyway. All right, they're stacked up. You want me to start it up?
No, we all want to stay locked in the creepy room a bit longer.
Do it!
All right, and... No sound. Shit.
Did you put them in the right order?
I think so. I have Life is a Highway, Night Moves, mm-hmm. Pretty Woman, Fast Car.
Yeah, that's the right order. Wait. It's a record player. So it'll have to be bottom to top. Reverse them. Try it again.
Oh, crap. You're right. Hold on.
Hey, it's working.
That sounds so weird.
Wow, huh? Working on a
night move. That's cool.
Wow, this is freaking cool.
Just one more. You gotta
fast. Yes!
The door! We are moving on.
How much you want to bet we get locked in again?
No doubt. I get the feeling that's going to be a recurring theme here.
Man, if they're all like this, we're going to be here for a while.
I hope they provide snacks.
Wow.
Wow, they spent a lot of money.
Okay, this is damn cool.
Rachel, sounds like you were right. Locked in again.
Should have put money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now this is quality escape room construction right here.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah, this reminds me of the escape game in Orlando, but this is head and shoulders above that place.
Yeah, so here's what we see. When we stepped through the door, it was like you stepped into a scene from a horror film.
Serial killer included.
They've done an amazing job of creating an awesome cabin in the woods vibe, from dirt on the floor to shrubs and trees all around the room, and on the far wall, the front of a creepy cabin. But at the dead center of the room...
I see what you did there.
There is a life-size statue of my man, Jason Voorhees.
Oh, they're even piping in sound effects. Rachel, are the mics picking up the crickets?
I don't know. I'm a pack mule, not a tech expert. I can't understand what any of this means.
I really hope the fourth listener can hear that, because it's really amping up the spooky vibe in here.
And not a snack in sight.
I think George is over there looking for snacks right now. What'd you find over there?
No snacks, but I did find this really authentic-looking Freddy glove complete with knives.
Freddy? That's not a Jason weapon.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a chainsaw?
Fucking chainsaw? Really? Mo, what the fuck have you been showing this girl?
I know. I'm so ashamed.
What? It's what he always had in the commercials? Mm.
Oh, God. Fucking millennials.
Well, despite Rachel's lack of classic horror trivia, I think you guys may be onto something. Did you notice there's another blackboard on the door of the cabin?
Not it.
I nominate Rachel.
Hey, I did it last time.
Oh, you damn babies. I'll read it. So the clue says, return my lost mate to me, but liquid iron sets you free.
Huh.
Oh, I get it.
Already? What?
Jason's machete. It's missing.
Chainsaw's definitely cooler.
Mo, handle your daughter.
Oh, George, where'd you find that Freddy glove?
It was over there by the bush in the corner.
Ah, that's gotta be it. So we need to find Jason's machete and return it to him. Everybody, spread out and look for it.
Again, calm down, dude.
Hey, I found a knife of some sort. It has an ugly face on the pommel, and it's a four-sided blade.
Let me see. Oh, badass! That's the Furba dagger from the Shadow.
Oh, that's a serious deep cut.
Here, George, add this to your Freddy glove and the pile of stuff we don't need.
There's no way the Shadow counts as a horror film, though.
No, it's way cooler.
Okay, Mr. Baldwin, what the hell ever.
Yeah, I never understood your love of that movie.
I got a chainsaw! Told you guys.
Damn, that looks real.
It is real. Weighs a ton and smells like the garage.
And it still has the chain on it? That's not exactly safe. Just set it over there with George's growing weapon collection.
Aw.
And, oh man, George is right once again. I found a machete. Hey, this thing's actually pretty sharp.
What is with this room and dangerous props? They really should have made us sign a waiver.
Dude, it's got a life-size Jason statue in the middle. What did you expect, milk duds and popcorn?
They should have named this room Lawsuit.
All right, now what did the clue say? Let's see. Return my lost mate to me. Mo, see if you can give Jason his machete back.
Yeah, sure. What could possibly go wrong? Okay, it fits perfectly.
Hey!
Oh, Jesus! George, what the hell, dude?
I was just checking. This thing is pretty fucking sweet.
Holy shit, fuck, dude.
Much cooler than a big knife, right?
Well, damn! Test complete. Now turn it off.
Hey, Rachel, did the door open?
Nope. Still locked in with the Jason groupie.
All right, then we must not be done. What was the second part of this? Damn it, George! Turn that shit off!
It's hard to believe I'm the youngest one here.
As I was trying to ask over George's chainsaw, what was the second part of the clue?
Return my lost mate to me, but liquid iron sets you free.
Liquid iron.
Isn't that what Arnold Schwarzenegger gives his wife every night?
Mm. Oh my God, that was terrible.
Okay, is there something liquid around here, like rainwater or something?
No.
Nah, man, I'm not finding anything liquid.
Why would someone put a Band-Aid on the board, though? What, did they run out of money for tape after making the room?
A Band-Aid? Where? Does it say anything?
Right here. It's just a Band-Aid.
Used?
Oh, gross. No, it's still in the paper.
Oh.
Maybe it was just left here by someone accidentally.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything that makes me think anything is an accident in here. Let's just look around. Maybe we missed something.
You know, there is gas in the chainsaw, obviously. Maybe it has something to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I'm just not sure what gas has to do with liquid iron.
Yeah. Anybody find anything else?
Nope.
No, not really.
I have no idea what we're supposed to do.
You know, I can't help but thinking the Band-Aid is part of this. Rachel, where did you find it again?
Up on the blackboard.
Well, I mean, where exactly on the blackboard?
Right here.
Okay, so it was right next to the words, liquid iron.
No. You're not thinking blood, are you?
Well, I mean, it fits.
No, there's no way that could be right. What, they expect us to cut ourselves something? Or what?
No shortage of sharp objects in here.
I don't see them going that far. I mean, let's just get the fuck out of here, please.
Yeah, but how?
Hey, I mean, they have to have somebody watching in case something happens, right?
Yeah, let's try it. Hello? We're stuck.
Hello?
We need a clue.
Hello?
Hello?
Fucking room people.
Anybody?
Hello?
Anybody?
Somebody Hello? Watching? Yo. I cut out most of the next 15 minutes as we tried to get somebody's attention and find another way out, but nobody ever came or answered us.
Motherfucker!
Guys, I'm getting seriously pissed off now.
I don't think they're gonna let us out till someone cuts themselves. I mean, I can do it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, Rachel, not you. I mean, I would do it, but you guys know how I am about blood, so unless you want to carry me the rest of the way after I pass out...
Hey, you know I'm still on blood thinners. There's no way I can do it.
Fuck me, fine, I'll do it. But when I see the people running this shit, I'm gonna kick them in the balls multiple times.
No shit. I'll hold them down for you, man.
Here, give me the Band-Aid. I guess they don't expect any gaping wounds since they only gave the one. Assume that I'm supposed to use the machete?
Well, I mean, it's better than the chainsaw.
Dick. Okay, one second. There, fuck. There, I did it, see? Damn it, this shit stings.
What does? That little boo-boo.
Oh, come on now. To be fair, we were both too chicken to do it.
Yeah, that's right, Dick.
Well, at least the door is open now.
Yeah, true. Before we leave, is there anything else we need to communicate to the fourth listeners?
How about my blood type?
That's funny. I figured everybody knew your blood type was pussy.
Fuck you, man. This shit burns. Next time I'm cutting your finger with a freaking chainsaw.
Okay. Rachel, what about you? Anything else you can think of?
Nothing really. I'm pretty sure everyone can tell this isn't a normal escape room.
Yeah, no shit.
Is the equipment still looking good?
I think so. The little bars are moving when we talk, and the recorder thingy has the red circle still and four microphone symbols.
That's good and super technical. Thanks. You know, I've got to remember to bring headphones next time so you can actually monitor and hear the recording.
Next time? I doubt this company is going to ask us back after the hell we've raised. I mean, and honestly, I don't think I want to come back.
Mm. Yeah, no freaking way I'm doing this again.
Yeah, I'm with Dad on this one.
This is some twisted shit.
Let's just get out of here.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
You're sweating.
Oh, it's nothing. I'm fine.
I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to hear my dad's voice again. You might have heard early on in the episode that we got the invite to the escape room from Tyrell. As I'm sure you figured out by now, that was obviously a fake name. I'm sure all the Blade Runner fans picked up on Tyrell and his corporation right away. I wonder how long ECX had been targeting Gen X to know that John might not pick up on that. At this point, my dad's not doing well, and I wish I had forced us to stay where we were, or try to go back or something rather than moving forward. I just didn't think someone was really trying to hurt us. My husband and I have been spending all of our resources trying to track down ECX and this Tyrell for the past 2 months, and at this point, we're broke. If you want to help keep us going, please, please consider becoming a patron by going to genxgrownup.com/patreon. It would mean a lot to me, knowing someone else wants to help me find them. If you want to aid in the search for George, John, and my dad, please write to me at podcast@genxgrownup.com. Just knowing you guys are out there listening will really help keep me going. Please tell everyone you can about this podcast. Share the link with your friends, family, anybody, and keep listening. There's more to come. Goodbye for now, and thank you.
This has been a special edition dramatic presentation from Gen X Grown Up and Evergreen Podcasts. Recorded remotely via Zencastr, Escape Room was co-written by George Sumter and Mo Smith, engineered and edited by John Reddick, and co-directed by John, Mo, and George, with special thanks to our unpaid intern, Rachel Fisher. Gen X Grown Up. You have to grow older, but you don't have to grow up.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.